scooted up, like we do.
You should have brought Yuling down with you. This meeting is being held in the Capitol Building in Juneau, Alaska, and it is in room 112. The record shows that Representative Kessinger, Gall, Kopanen, Davis, Martin, and Tischer are now present. On the calendar today, we have consideration of House Bill 596, which is an act related to public construction providing for an effective date. And we have, I'd like to welcome all those who came to speak on the bill or observe. For those of you who wish to comment, there is a sign-up sheet over in the corner. Appreciate those even who are just here to observe. If you would please sign in, I'd like a record of those attending all these hearings. Given that, we have a committee substitute before us in the file, and Mr. Martin, I'd ask for you to move to accept the committee substitute for consideration, and including the fiscal note.
Want to make the motion?
Yeah, okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to motion that the committee substitute for original bill 596 be accepted for discussion.
I object.
Objection? State your objection.
It's irrelevant.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. The original bill deals with school construction functions of the various departments. The proposed substitute doesn't deal with any matter that is either in health, education, or social service. Not the appropriate committee for this to be brought up. Let's just bring it by.
Mr. Davis?
Yeah, I have the same objection. I think we have a someone here from the education department. I'd like to know. He probably is here to testify on House Bill 596. I'd like to hear his comments on the original bill.
Mr. Martin, do you have any comments? Mr. Kessinger?
Well, there's been a motion to adopt a committee substitute. There are three registered objections. I take it as a practical matter, we can't adopt the committee substitute then at this time. I don't want to speak for you, Madam Chairman, but it seems to me we're on to the next item of business.
Well, the next item of business is a recess until Mr. Ewing can come down.
Vice President? Madam Chairman?
At that time, we'll recess until Mr. Ewing arrives. Yes, sir.
Well, I think in respect to the person from the Department of Education that's here to testify on the House Bill 586, I'd like to hear his comments.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, Mr. Davis. We've waited 15 minutes to have a quorum in the first place. And I would like to extend the same courtesy to the remaining member of the committee. I don't think that's going to hurt anything.
Hasn't he already sent down a message saying he wasn't going to be here?
No.
So did you say you're going to...
He said he had to testify for a bill.
Did you say when the other member gets here, you're going to allow the person from the Department of Education to testify on the original bill?
If they want to testify, we'd be glad to hear their comments.
Since the other member is at the same meeting I should be at, we'll come down together.
All right, very good, Mr. Martin.
When do you think that'll be?
Don't feel bad. We're in recess.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Pardon? Deals with the 1%?
Allow the legislature to convene.
3525.
Right.
Check the statute.
And that's really
I guess that's over 27. 27 deals with 3525 deals with the bill was taken up.
Find more.
Make it very clear.
There's a connection.
That if school districts